Good morning. It's 7:37 a.m. on Tuesday, September the 30th, 2014. And I am out. I'm walking. It's cold. It's quite chilly. 45 degrees. I'm wearing two shirts and a jacket, and my fingers are freezing. Yeah, fall. The autumnal season has dropped on us. Fall has fallen. So today I've already been working. I've been working on putting the paperbacks together. The end of the year is coming up quickly, and I really need to get this process off my back. I didn't get to out yesterday because of reasons, and one of the things that we talked about yesterday in therapy was how the business is getting in the way of my creativity. And one of the problems is that I've got still so much stuff I have to do. It's the same problem I had at the beginning of the year. And for a while, I was actually cruising right along and knocking stuff off the list. And then people started going into the hospital, and depression deepened. People went back in the hospital, my depression deepened more. I was just about digging out. At the end of the summer, when my wife went into the hospital, which sort of kneecapped any progress I had made so far. And my very insightful therapist pointed out that I'm really hung up on this business piece. And I tend to be kind of an all or nothing guy. It's like, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to get it done. Then we're going to do that, and we're going to get it done. And the problem is, if I look at everything that has to be done, I don't do anything because it's just overwhelming. But the strategies that I used earlier in the year to divide and conquer, to carve it up into pieces, and to make the pieces work, that's a strategy that's worked in the past, and I'm going to see if it'll work this time. So I've got double share. I've got all of the reported typos loaded into the ebook file, and I have now assembled the ebook file in the format I need to export it to. To Lix for formatting into paper. So we'll see. Gotta get the ISBN numbers. There's a sale on ISBN numbers. If you buy 1,000, you can get it for $1,000. And then the price is gonna go up to $1,500 for 1,000, so $1.50 a thousand. I've got 100. It should be enough for 30-odd books. Because I don't use ISBN numbers on the ebooks. I don't use ISBN numbers except on the paperbacks, and I'll use them on the hardcovers, of course. Oh. Today must be loose dog day. This is the second loose dog I've seen. Wherever he is, he's got a goal in mind. He sniffed at me and then trotted off down the street, so perhaps he's going home. I hope so. So anyway, yeah, this idea that I do it because it's fun. Seems to have gotten lost in the sauce. Somewhere around the time where I signed on with Ryden and started treating it like a business, I started behaving like it's my day job instead of what I do for fun. That, it's not the first time that she's brought it up, but apparently I was ready to hear it yesterday. Because she was right. She was absolutely correct. So far today I've gotten the artwork in place for each of the last three share books. That's the half cover page and the cover title, the full cover page that I need for the paperbacks. I needed a separate one from the paper, from the ebook one. It's the same, it'll be the same file, except it's in black and white. And it's at 600 dpi, which is what I need for paperbacks, for because of the larger page size and the fact that they don't scale well. So the ebook files are relatively compact. The images that are in there are very, very small because A, it adds to the cost if they're too big, and B, they don't need to be very big to display correctly on an electronic screen. On paper, on a larger format paper, if I don't have a sufficiently high resolution on it, they look fuzzy when you get them onto the paper. They look jagged and it's crappy. So, yeah. I got the graphics. Oh, I got one more graphic I think I need to look at. The chapter heading graphic. But I should have that already, along with the page separations. I should have those already because those don't change book to book. I can just copy those out of full share and drop them into double. So it's fun. It was, I was engaged in it. It was kind of a hoot. I'm looking forward to getting home and getting some breakfast and perhaps digging back into it. I've already done more work today than I did last week, I think. And it's only, what, 7:45? So yeah, the inbound typo reports are interesting. I've got a couple foreign language readers who have trouble with some of my colloquial English. Colloquial, yeah, that's right. And sometimes I look at them and go, no, that's gonna stay. And sometimes I look at them and go, all right, yeah, I can see this, okay. I don't change word choice in dialogue. I will, you know, there are typos in dialogue, certainly. There are things that I should have typed, but I didn't. I still have an awful lot of somebody and I, when it should be somebody and me. And I don't quite get that because I know the difference. I know the difference. I understand the difference. I know. You know, it's like, well, if you take out the somebody and, does I still make sense? With I, no, it doesn't make sense. So I know these tricks. I know how it works. I know what it's supposed to be. And yet, I'm so deeply into Ishmael's head when I write that stuff that I don't have any idea that I've made a mistake. And you'd think Ishmael would know better. His mother was an English lit professor. Although, in fairness, his mother was an English lit professor, not an English grammar. She wasn't necessarily a stickler for grammar, because she was an ancient lit professor. I said English, but I meant ancient. And from her perspective, both Melville and Forrester are ancient lit. They're not like Socrates lit, but from the 2300s, so that's pretty ancient. It's more than 200 years. So yesterday was kind of a, cool day. It was interesting. And I kind of set up today to be a work day, because it's supposed to be a work day. Today's Tuesday. I've got a, 12:30, I got to go pick up the kid. She's got a doctor's appointment this afternoon. I got to make a pot roast for supper. I have to get her off to rehearsal again. Somewhere there, I'm gonna need to take a nap because I was up too late last night because of her, and then up again too early because of me. And so, yeah, I'm not gonna get as much done today as I maybe would like, but I've already done more than I have in a week. So today is definitely plus day. I'm really looking forward to getting in and having fun. Right now, most of it is drudgery. And there's part of me that says, well, you don't have to do all drudgery. You could do some drudgery, some fun. But the problem is that the fun needs to be in it all the way. I have to be completely there. And unfortunately, the formatting for the paperbacks needs me to be completely there. So I don't have a lot of leeway in that regard to go with. Okay, I'm going to do this for a while, and I'm going to do that for a while, and I'm going to do something else for a while. And it doesn't work.
Nice.
Not terribly, terribly effective. So we get the books going, we get the books formatted, we get the books uploaded, we get them so that Amazon can, or CreateSpace can do their proofing and tell me whether or not I've, for example, botch the cover or something. And then I can order a bunch of proofs, have them all shipped at once. I'll order a couple extras because my father-in-law is coming and my wife is panicking because we don't have a paperback to give him. Then I gotta do Tanith Fairport books. The Tanith books are gonna be not very much different than the Ishmael books. I need to have some pieces put together. But I've already got the format, I've already got the layout. I just need to change out the graphics. And actually, I think I have the graphics already. I made the graphics some time ago, and I don't think I actually uploaded them. So Tanith's books should all go relatively quickly. I'm not gonna do a lot of second guessing on Tanith. I got some incoming typo reports to put in. And we'll do that. And we'll put out... Well, that would be a good goal if I could get the Tanith books out in time for Halloween. In paperback. Then the only one that's left is the South Coast, and South Coast has never been released in any text format. But I do have the edits. And so that could be my my Christmas book. And I'll put that one out in paper and ebook at the same time, knowing fully well it's going to be typos in it that I can't find them all. I can make it as good as I can, but finding all of them isn't actually in the cards. So that could be cool. That could be a good plan. That would make this year not the 8-book year that I wanted, but it would make this year the book where I got dug out, the year I got dug out. South Coast, Cape Grace is still calling to me. And as much as I'm getting called by the new Ishmael Wong series and by the new Solar Clipper series, as much as they are calling, I'm still feeling the draw from Cape Grace. I want to get that book. I want to get that book down, because I think that book is going to be an interesting challenge for me in terms of plugging a book in between two others. And I really like how the story has developed. I wrote some, not last week, but the week before. I wrote maybe a couple thousand words. And the new words are nice. I like where the new words are going. I like where the direction of it is. I like that Andrea Pirano has going to have to deal with a policy that is blatantly sexist. Oh, and I just had an interesting plot conflict. Okay, cool. Interesting stuff. These little ideas that pop into my head as I'm walking. The walking helps. There's been some research about that, that walking spurs creativity. I think part of it is the being out, being moving, blood flow. But I also think part of it is, and for me, it's having to put into words ideas that are fleeting and only half thought. Almost like the epiphany about social media being named incorrectly the other day. Most important thing, I have to hold on to that. But I am, as I normally say around this time, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. 36:30, so a little over 18 minutes for the 2 miles and a tenth, 2 miles and a hundredth. I'm sorry, it's under 19. As long as that number isn't 38, I'm good. But tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.